Agenda item number 8, discussion and possible action on the Lake Granberry Trolley Replacement Construction Contract by Michael McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. If you'll recall, I brought this agenda item to the board for your consideration and approval back in April of this year. There were two components to the project, fabrication of a new trolley system and also the structural modifications to the dam to support the new trolley system. And there were to be two contracts that were to be executed with the board authorized, as I said, for us to execute contracts for both components of that project. The first, the trolley fabrication was with Altec Construction. The fabrication of that is should be starting here shortly. Altec, we're in the process of finalizing the contract with Altec. However, when we began our discussions with Gerasi Construction, they were the low bidder for the structural modification component of the project. It became evident that they were unable to obtain the required insurance. Once that was confirmed, we moved on to the next lowest bidder, which so happened to be Altec again. There's a $17,000 difference between Gerasi Construction and Altec. When we spoke with Altec, they were agreeable to hold the bid price that they provided 4 months ago. And so with this resolution today, we're seeking the board's authorization to move forward with a construction contract with Altec Engineering. I do have a resolution for your consideration. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. If you'll notice, I did add a 10% to Altec's fee. That's to cover any change orders that might arise during the process.
Anybody have any questions?
The total of this project is going to be $2.2 million, right?
The construction for the trolley fabrication is, let me see. It was about $1.24 million, and then the for the structural modifications, it'll be $626,000. The original low bid by Gerasi Construction was $609,000, and then having moved to the second bidder, it upped it $17,000 to about
$626,000. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Just curiosity, first,
what are your BRA insurance requirements that they couldn't meet?
Right.
And second, You've added a 10% owner's contingency, for lack of a better description, to their is a line item in their contract.
It'll be, I don't know if it'll be in their line item in their contract, but it's just approval from the board. It's a policy to go up to 10% for change orders. I don't believe it's a line item in their contract. The insurance requirement is their general aggregate. Usual insurance is $2 million, $4 million, $2 million per occurrence, $4 million in aggregate. And what we had on this project was $10 million, $20 million. And the reason for that was because of the structural nature associated with the dam to try to help cover if there was any problems associated with that. And that was the insurance Gerasi was unable to obtain. I will say Altec Engineering is working with us up at Possum Kingdom, so we've done work with them before. It's probably a benefit to have Altec doing actually both components of the project from a timing standpoint. They're fabricating the trolley, and then they're also performing the structural modifications to the dam as well.
So, Director Taylor, it's common for construction projects through the BRA. If you approve a budget that doesn't have any flexibility for change orders, we don't have would have to come back to you for each individual.
I think that's very appropriate.
Okay.
Any additional questions?
If no questions, read your resolution, please.
The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its July 25th, 2016 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with Altec Engineering Corporation to provide construction services for the trolley replacement project at Day-Cordova Bend Dam in a total amount not to exceed $689,150.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to accept? So moved. Second by, who seconded? Rick. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
I think I should abstain. I wasn't here for the original discussion problem, so I'll just abstain.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.